The Yassin family has seen their home in southern Lebanon destroyed three times in past conflicts with Israel.
Okay.
68-year-old Mahmoud Yassin says the compensation his family received from the militant group Hezbollah was 100 times better than what the Lebanese government gave them. Ali Yassin, his daughter-in-law, says Hezbollah's payment allowed them to rebuild their home in the south of the country after the latest war. She says there was no obligation from Hezbollah, but they saw that the family was sleeping in the streets after their home was destroyed and decided to help them. Although the United States, the European Union, and Israel consider Hezbollah a terrorist organization, few Lebanese citizens share that view or even blame the group for causing the hostilities. The 2006 war began after Hezbollah fighters attacked an Israeli patrol along the border, killing two soldiers and seizing three others. Israel responded with bombing raids in southern Lebanon, Beirut, and near the Syrian border, and a ground invasion. More than 1,000 Lebanese, many of them young men, died in the violence. Karim Makdisi is an assistant professor of international relations at the American University of Beirut. He says the Israeli election will not improve relations with Lebanon.
Over the past 20 years, there's been a lot of violence in this region. It doesn't seem to matter if it's Likud or Labour or Kadima. They've all declared war and they've all had their foreign adventures in Lebanon and other parts. So it doesn't seem to me there'll be much of a difference.
That sentiment is echoed on the streets of Beirut.
They're always a threat for us and they're always looking at us from a threatening eye.
I personally believe that it's in the interest of Israel to have a destabilized Lebanon continuously. So irrespective of who comes into government.
But Sohail El-Natour, a Palestinian refugee from 1948, is hopeful. He works as a legal advisor for a Lebanese charity in a refugee camp. He says the hope lies with the new American administration.
If they change, I mean the Americans, to be at least moderate, not against Israel, but at least to be moderate with the rights, human rights and national rights of every part in the Middle East, we can find a way.
Back in southern Lebanon, the Yassins say peace is what they want most of all. 18-year-old Ali is hoping for it. There will be peace in Lebanon one day, he says. But many Lebanese believe that achieving peace will be a huge challenge for Israel, Lebanon, and the new U.S. administration. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Beirut.